veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, broadcasting live from Denver, Colorado. You've joined The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm really glad that you've done that. Happy to have you joining the program today. You know that we have rules of engagement if you want to participate in this program. You can't just sit back and just, you know, lay on your butt and just expect to listen. You got things you have to do. So if you want to tell me something, you want to ask me something, that's you use our text line. The number is 33103, 33103. Just use the keyword Mike or Michael and tell me anything or ask me anything. And then you also have to follow me on X, formerly known as Twitter. You know, I hate the name X. I wish Musk would just go back to Twitter. Because everybody keeps calling them tweets. And a tweet is so much more distinguishable from saying I posted something. You know, I posted something out here on the telephone pole, a help wanted sign or something. I don't know. Anyway, you can follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. I want to talk a little bit. I talked about a little bit about this Friday on the weekday program, but I've since seen a story, and we've had a couple of sound bites come out about the Nobel Peace Prize. And you know, there was anybody, let's be honest, anybody who thinks that they have accomplished something in the world of physics or chemistry or peace or anything else, and you get mentioned as that, it is human nature for people to think for themselves, that would be really kind of cool. Yeah, I'd kind of like to, I'd like to win that. So you know that all of the nominees for all these categories, whether they win or not, I mean, come on, you're in the Miss America pageant. Do they still have that? You're in the Miss America pageant. You know, you got your swimsuit, you answer the question not like an airhead, you actually answer the question with, you know, a cogent thought. And so you're thinking, oh, maybe I make it to the top 10. Oh, I don't want to get Miss Congeniality because that means you're not going to win anything else. That just means you're the nicest person. You really want to win. You want to be the next Miss America. It's human nature to want to do that. So there's no question in my mind that Donald Trump probably thought to himself, and he and Melania probably talked about it late at night, if she wasn't on the phone with Vladimir Putin talking about the kids, but I digress, that they may have talked about, you know, it'd be really cool. We can go to Oslo and we can, you know, we can exert, where is it? Is it Oslo? Anyway, wherever they give the award. And it'll be cool. We could pick up, you know, what is it, $1 million or something that they get. And he could use that to put into the fund for his library. Because he doesn't need the money. He'd use it for his library or something. So you know that that's what was going on. But now there were some logistical problems. And that is that the deadline had passed but for nominees. But I suppose the Nobel Committee could have done anything they wanted to do. I mean, it's not like there's some law that says you have to do it this way. So if they wanted to, you know, swerve around and give it to Trump instead of giving it to Ms. Machado, they could have done that. But they weren't. And I think Trump in his heart of hearts knew that. I think we all knew that. And that's not to say he's not precluded from getting it next year. I mean, we're just in the first phase of the entire agreement about the settlement between Hamas, the Arab nations, and Israel. And if that really pans out, as they all hope that it will pan out, that really will be a monumental thing. Although, as I explained yesterday on the weekday program, Don't Hold Your Breath. So I wasn't really going to talk much about the Nobel Peace Prize today, except I ran across a story about a kid that lived in Venezuela, and Maria Corina Machado, he had an encounter with her. The story goes like this. I was 14, so this is a teenager. How many teenagers in this country are going to do what I'm just about to describe? I want you to think about, do you have a teenage kid at home? Do you have a 14-year-old at home? Ask yourself, I hope my 14, you know, if I had a 14-year-old kid, that's been 1,000 years ago. If I had a 14-year-old kid, I hope they would do something like this. He says, I was 14 when I clambered onto a boulder along Caracas's Francisco Fajardo Highway, what people call Piedra de la Libertad, the Liberty Rock, and spoke out about a government that had just ignored a referendum. Tyranny to me, he says, was more than a buzzword. To my astonishment, a woman that I did not know yet, Maria Corina, helped me climb the rock. With her megaphone, so she apparently handed him a megaphone, he says, I spoke of unifying as a sea of flags from rival parties fluttered before me. He says, most of the people in the crowd dismissed Maria then. A woman who once called Chavez, Hugo Chavez, the previous dictator of Venezuela, before Maduro came on the scene, she had once called Chavez a thief to his face. Now that takes him some guts. A dictator who could just have you disappeared at any moment? Yes, she called him a thief to his face. Too brash, too ideological, too direct for the choreography of Venezuelan politics. The old hand said she could never reach the people, that she lacked the soothing tones, the feigned humility, the convenient ambiguity that defined our politicians. As a young member of the National Assembly, she always got sidelined. She was too elegant, too upper-classed, a Sofrina, as Caracas gossips like to say, the Venezuelan equivalent of a valley girl. How could a man from the hills of Petare ever vote for her? She doesn't even have, quote, the cojones, they said. I guess they must have been wrong. It's those people that you always least expect that come out of from nowhere, and you think, oh, they're too hoity-toity, or, oh, they're not quite smart enough, or, oh, they don't have the experience. Those are always the most dangerous ones, because we always underestimate them. And not today, but yesterday, we have another act of vindication. And that act of vindication is that the Nobel Committee awarded Maria Corina Machado the Nobel Peace Prize, citing her, quote, tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela, and her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. Amid threats, bans, and intimidation, she stayed the course. She refused. They offered her to go, we'll let you leave the country. You can go live in the United States or Spain or wherever you want to go. You can go live in exile if you want to. She refused to do so. Unlike a lot of the men, you know, who once praised her for having the cojones, she was barred from appearing on any ballot. But she led her movement to victory through someone else, which I love that part of it. Because I always think, and you should think about this too, whenever you see, whether it's Donald Trump, or for that matter, it was Joe Biden. I mean, think about all the people behind the scenes of Joe Biden that were really running things. Well, while Trump is really running things, the Energizer Bunny doesn't stop. Nonetheless, I can tell you from having worked in the White House myself that there are all these staffers, and there's usually a key three or four members of the staff, including a first lady. And I think Melania probably does have a lot of influence over Donald Trump. There's always somebody else that's really making you better than what you are. And so what Maria did was she led her movement for freedom to victory through Edmundo Gonzalez, winning more than 70% of the vote. This is the election that got stolen by Maduro. She's now in hiding. She continues to labor with unbroken discipline toward what she eventually wants, which is a peaceful transfer of power to Mr. Gonzalez, who actually won the election. So what are people here and around the world saying about her winning this Nobel Peace Prize? I want you to hear what they say, but I also want you to hear what she says. This is a woman who truly understands her power, her influence, and she knows how to use it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget to follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us in the rankings. And then that will automatically download the weekday program plus the weekend program so you get all the Michael Brown you need. More about Maria coming up next.
Every Sunday morning, my family piles onto the couch, coffee in hand, TV on, and wrapped in the softest blanket we own. The Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly, it feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transformed our sleep. Made from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so we actually sleep cooler. Silky, smooth, breathable, and built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. Use my code Jesse for 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com, code Jesse. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Jesse Kelly. Because home isn't where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you joining in. We're talking about the Nobel Peace Prize and Maria Corina Machado, who won the prize instead of Donald Trump. Why even talk about this? Because people are upset that Donald Trump didn't win, so who cares about this? I care about it because this woman personifies, for the first time in a long time, exactly the kind of person that should be winning the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, compare and contrast what she's doing, which I'll explain to you in just a minute, compared to what Barack Hussein Obama did. Barack Hussein Obama got elected president, and bam, let's give him the Nobel Peace Prize. What? You winning changed the face of international politics? No. The Nobel Peace Prize, in that regard, is a broken prize. But they may have redeemed themselves ever so slightly, not completely, but ever so slightly with this award. Now, I know that a lot of people say that it's skeptical. You know, they call her win puzzling. Particularly when they watch Trump, who is mediating a ceasefire in the Middle East. But here's a woman who refused to go into exile, although many other Venezuelans have done so. Now she is in hiding, though, but she continues to work with unbroken discipline. She continues to push for a peaceful transfer of power in her native country. Just like she supported that 14-year-old boy who a decade ago climbed a rock and asked, you know, we've got to push Chavez out. I understand the complaints. And one can certainly hope that when peace materializes in the Middle East, and that if this plan goes through and they actually stick to the plan, that not just that, but all the other, what, 7, 8, or 9 wars that he has stopped and negotiated peace with, I think Trump will get his Nobel Peace Prize. But don't dismiss Machado's recognition. Because to do so, I think, is just, it's wrong-headed. And I know that we have a certain pride, and particularly those of us who support Donald Trump, in many ways, really want to see him win the Peace Prize, considering everything that he's done, considering the virtually nothing that Barack Hussein Obama did. Obama bombed every freaking country you can possibly imagine during his 8 years in office. Trump, oh, that's right, he did bomb somebody. Yeah, he told the Iranians, stop building your nuclear weapons, and if you don't, I'm going to bomb the crap out of you. And I'm going to give you, what, 48 hours, 72 hours, whatever it was, and they didn't do it, so wham, bam, done. I think there's a huge difference when you give someone the opportunity to change your ways, and they don't do it. I think these, and there are online, you'll find attempts to make Maria Machado appear as a figure that opposes Trump. Well, really, is that what you think? Because hang on to your hats, because you're going to find out in just a minute that's not at all what she thinks. And, of course, you can attack the prize itself if you want to. Senator Mike Lee, the senior senator from Utah, said that, you know, apparently, the Nobel Peace Prize isn't about delivering peace anymore. In 1895, when Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, who created these Nobel Prizes, he defined the Peace Award as recognition for those who have accomplished, quote, the most or the best work for fraternity between nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies, and for the holding and promotion of peace congresses. Well, by that particular reading, there are very few modern laureates that really qualify. But then the committee, a long time ago, widened its understanding of peace to include those who wage domestic campaigns rather than just diplomatic campaigns. Poland's Lech Walesa, America's Martin Luther King Jr., Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi, their prizes honored movements, not treaties, conviction, not real politics. So criticizing the prize itself, yeah, it's got its logic. And I happen to share that logic. But what makes little sense to me is dismissing Machado's fight. Hers, too, is a movement, civil, disciplined, and rooted in the idea that peace is not merely the end of the conflict, but the beginning of freedom. She is what we would call in our country a freedom fighter. But beyond that, as she hides in an undisclosed location, hiding in Venezuela, separated from her family, continuing to do what she can to push to overturn this stolen election, you would think that many of us understand what stolen elections are about, and we would honor her. Now, her struggle's not always been peaceful. She's called for marches and assemblies, even when a lot of Venezuelans, understandably, chafed at the limits of nonviolence. I mean, when you're having to break into a zoo to find an animal to eat because you're starving to death, you really don't care about peace. You care about survival. So her prize is not a consolation. It's actually deserved. And if you think that she doesn't recognize that, take a listen, because she does.
Maria, welcome. Congratulations. And tell our viewers why you decided to dedicate this award to President Donald Trump.
Thank you very much, Rachel, and to all of you for what you have done for Venezuela. And they decided to dedicate it to President Trump because he deserves it. Because not only has he been involved in only a few months in solving 8 wars, but his actions have been decisive to have Venezuela now at a threshold of freedom after 26 years of tyranny that have destroyed the lives of millions of Venezuela, destabilized the region, and undermined the institutions in the United States, because having Venezuela as a safe haven of the enemies of the United States and using our territory and our resources to hurt the American people and American institutions is certainly a threat to the national security of the United States and the security of the hemisphere. But President Trump has been very clear, courageous, in terms of dismantling this criminal structure. And on behalf of the Venezuelan people, I reaffirmed our gratitude and our commitment to this cause for the whole America. So I insist he deserves it, and we are very proud to be working at this moment with all these allies for this huge resolution.
Wow. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? In hiding in Venezuela and saying, I'm accepting it in honor of Donald Trump. Thank you, Maria. Godspeed. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
With Michael Brown.
Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. Can I run payroll too?
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
High-quality meat, unbeatable freshness, and a family-style commitment to care. That's the Heartland difference. Heartland Steak Co. is your go-to source for premium Midwest meats delivered straight to your door, including our hand-cut selection of USDA Prime and Choice Beef, always flash frozen for peak freshness. Go to HeartlandSteakCo.com. Use code FOOTBALL25 and get two ribeyes with a purchase of $150 or more. Heartland Steak Co., your one-stop shop for straight-to-your-door Midwest meat. Taste the Heartland difference at HeartlandSteakCo.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This fall, join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our exciting $60,000 Wicked Winnings Swipe to Win draw. Weekly drawings every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. through October 30th. Offering you the chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. And don't forget about our final drawing October 30th, where you can win up to $2,500 in cash prizes. For all details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
That Friday feeling is more than just a day of the week. It's the sight of a full plate and the promise of more to come. It's Black Bear Diner's all-you-can-eat Friday fish fry. Get your fill of crispy, hand-breaded pollock fillets with fries, our famous hush puppies, and house-made coleslaw. Starts at 4 p.m. every Friday at Black Bear Diner. Come hungry, bring the family, and enjoy a tradition you can count on.
Black Bear Diner.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrups. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really do appreciate you tuning in. text line, as always, is open. On your message app, the number is 33103. Use the keyword Mike or Michael. Be sure and follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. I want to go off my rundown, off my notes about what I wanted to do, and I want to go to a text message because it raises a really good point that I want to address. And it's interesting that I get this text message today because watching the news last night, I wasn't necessarily thinking about this particular individual, obviously, but I was thinking about this is what we need to have done. But Republicans are utterly failing to point out why we are having a government shutdown and why what the president is doing is kind of ripping the Band-Aid off. And that's necessary so that the wound can get some fresh air and start to heal. Goober number 4679 writes, Michael, I love what the Trump administration has been doing so far in this second term. I love everything in all caps. But there's still one problem that isn't going away, inflation. I'm being forced to sell my house after 26 years. I bought it with a VA home loan in 1999. I thought I'd live there until I moved on to heaven. I'm 56 years old, disabled, and it's physically and mentally difficult, but I am determined to make apartment living the best I can for my wife and kids. Making the best of a bad situation is as American as apple pie. People are hurting from this relentless inflation. I'd like to see more effort from President Trump in addressing it. First, my heart goes out to you. And I know this is not comforting, but you're not the only one. A lot of people are going through the same thing. And yes, inflation is still high. Prices are still high. But something's being done, but we're not articulating it. We're not spelling it out. And that is the reason the government is shut down is because the House of Representatives, along with Democrat votes, voted what's called a clean continuing resolution, meaning that a continuing resolution just means we're going to continue to spend what your current levels are. This is just a basically an appropriations bill, except it's a resolution. And it just says to all the government agencies and departments, continue to spend under your current budget authority until we either pass a budget or we reach another deadline and pass another CR. What Republicans are just, well, I can't put all the blame on them because the cabal will obviously distort the message and won't say the things that I'm about to say. I don't like continuing resolutions because it means that Congress is not doing its job. But let's think about what Congress's job should be. Congress's job should be looking at the current level of spending on everything. Defense, entitlements, discretionary spending, foreign aid, domestic aid, everything you can possibly imagine. And say it's too much. Higher spending and excessive government spending is the equivalent of a tax. And that tax comes in the form of higher prices and higher inflation. Because all of that money that is pulled out of the private sector is money that can't go into a company trying to expand and maybe trying to grow its business. Buying more capital equipment or hiring more employees or opening more remote locations. No, that money instead has to go to taxes. Now, the company doesn't pay the taxes. You pay those taxes. Because the company figures in its pricing for whatever product or service it provides, what are our corporate taxes going to be? Okay, we got to build that into the price of the widget or the service that we provide. So you and I pay that tax. And then, because we don't have enough tax revenue coming in, we then borrow. That's a debt that we owe. And then our children, our grandchildren, I'm afraid to say that our great-great-grandchildren are going to owe $37 trillion in debt. Do you know that now just to pay the interest on that damn credit card is equal to half the federal budget? So if you, you know, whatever you paid in taxes this year, theoretically half of what you paid in taxes didn't go to buy a new tank. It didn't go buy, it didn't go to help somebody in a disaster area. It went to pay interest on the credit card. Now, Democrats in the Senate, we only need five. Three have crossed over. We need two now in order to invoke cloture and stop the debate. Chuck Schumer and his Marxist gang want to renegotiate and add more than $1 trillion to an already bloated federal budget. Now, I know you may have heard some senators say that, but now we're all down in the weeds about, are we going to do this subsidy or that subsidy? Are we really paying or not paying for illegal aliens to have health insurance? Blah, 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 blah. Set all of that aside for a moment and just realize that whatever we're spending on, we're spending too much money. We have a spending problem. And we have a bloated federal government. I don't like it when people lose jobs. I just don't like it. I know that it's disruptive. It causes panic and worry, and then people have to figure out, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to live? What, you know, and change is not easy for people. But now they have to make a lot of changes. Maybe they have to downsize. This person's having to sell their home after 26 years. But what's happening, and Trump's being vilified for it, is, and I know sometimes his language is probably a little too coarse, and that doesn't help matters. I might be a little more diplomatic, or maybe I wouldn't be. But when you consider the number of federal workers that we have, we could probably eliminate a third of them and still get everything done. I know of companies, looks around in the studio I'm working in, I know of companies that have, over the course of 3 or 4 years since emerging from a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, have continued to lay off people trying to streamline their operations in order to maintain profitability and stay on the air. Now, I don't like it when some of my coworkers lose their jobs, but I also understand that it happens sometimes. But why is it that we have some sort of sacrosanct attitude toward a federal employee that we can't do anything and we can't try to reduce the size of the federal government? That is exactly what we're trying to do. And the dumbasses that work in Congress, both in Republican and Democrat, because Republicans want to increase spending too, don't recognize that what they're doing is they're destroying the people who work in this country and the people who produce the income to pay all of their bills, including their salaries. This thing, this, when I was watching the news last night, and I had to bite my lip because they kept talking about, oh, well, you know, we're going to lose, you know, these federal workers, and some people are getting ripped, they're getting furloughed. And you would think that it was the end of civilization. I want to take every member of the cabal, every reporter, every news station, every radio station, and just shake the crap out of them and say, look around. There are private companies all the time that do this. This is nothing new. It's not pleasant. I've had to fire people, and it's not pleasant at all. But you have to stay in business. And the federal government, its business, is not just continuing to add on more and more programs and do more and more stuff, but to become leaner, meaner, more efficient, and do more with less, just like the private sector does. That $38 trillion, I don't know if this is actually correct or not. I haven't done the calculation. But that amounts to, we're close to, or maybe we've already exceeded, that the national debt, which is a combination. We have a budget deficit every year, which means that we spend more than we bring in on a year-to-year basis. So the money that we borrow during that budget year gets added to the debt. So if we have a $3 trillion, let's say we have a $4 trillion budget, but we get $3 trillion in tax revenues, so then we borrow $1 trillion, that $1 trillion deficit for that fiscal year gets added to the national debt. That national debt is somewhere now between $37 and $39 trillion, which, according to one story I read, if it was correct, amounts to more than $100,000 for every single person in this country. Could you write a check today for $100,000 to eliminate the national debt? No. Yet the yahoos inside the Beltway continue to spend. We can't call them drunken sailors anymore, because when drunken sailors run out of money, they quit spending. They stumble off into the street outside the bar, and then somebody comes, you know, their buddies pick them up, and they go back to the barracks. So you can't say they're spending like drunken sailors, like that used to be the old phrase. And Republicans are as complicit in this as Democrats. And right now, this struggle that is going on is so that Trump can start trying to impose some fiscal discipline. Now, don't get me wrong. There are times when Trump spends money that I just shake my head, and I'm like, why are you doing that? We are addicted to government spending. And it's not just at the federal level. It's at every single level. Yet any time, and this is where I'll to some degree defend the politicians. Because when they try to start trying to reduce, or at least trying to maybe not increase spending, maybe just level it off and say, okay, let's just stop borrowing more. Let's just stay where we are. Even if you do that, they get vilified. Oh, my God, you don't care about grandma. You don't care about, well, you know what? If you really cared about grandma, you would reform Social Security now. You might grandmother in, so that nothing changes for her, but for the people coming up into the labor force, you might give them different options, or you might change the rules for them to be participating in something like Social Security. So we at some point have got to cut the spending. Otherwise, we're doomed. And on that note, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Every Sunday morning, my family piles onto the couch, coffee in hand, TV on, and wrapped in the softest blanket we own. The Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly, it feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transformed our sleep. Made from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so we actually sleep cooler. Silky, smooth, breathable, and built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. Use my code Jesse for 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com, code Jesse. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Jesse Kelly. Because home isn't where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth.
Let's face it, Gavin Newsom and Sacramento took our money. And worse, Redding City Council wasted it. They spend billions on projects that don't help us. Meanwhile, our roads are crumbling, fire response times are too slow, taxpayers pay the price. It's time for us to take back local control. Measure A keeps every dime right here where we can watch it. Not one penny goes to Gavin Newsom, and city politicians can't mess it up. Here's what Measure A does for us. Builds Fire Station 9, helping to lower our home insurance costs. Fixes our local roads, saving drivers up to $2,000 a year on gas and repairs. If we don't pass it, we risk losing 3 fire stations. Roads will crumble and 911 calls can go unanswered. But by voting yes, we get a Citizens Oversight Committee, independent from City Council, mandatory annual audits, and a ban on moving money without a vote of the people. This protects us from the politicians' wasteful ways. Measure A, endorsed by local taxpayers, homeowners, and business leaders. Let's take control back. Vote yes on Measure A. Paid for by Citizens for a Better Reading. Yes on Measure A.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Of whatever goods or services that people are trying to consume, the government spending eats up whatever that is. Or it provides more money into the money supply, and then that money supply, because of its increase, it's like when you subsidize higher education. So when institutions of higher education know that the government's going to provide all these student loans, so anybody can get a student loan, and anybody can have whatever money they need to go pay for their tuition, that increase in the money supply for tuition increases the price of tuition. Because that increased money supply is an incentive for the people that provide the product, in this case higher education, to raise the prices because they know that there's more money out there for people to afford it. So that budget deficit, all that extra spending, adds to the deficit. I mean, adds to inflation. There's also the problem of long-term pressure. Because a large and persistent deficit like we have now increases the national debt. That itself puts upward pressure on inflation and on interest rates over the long term. And when the interest rates increase, the cost to service the national debt also increases, and that makes it even worse on the yearly budget deficit. Now, Powell reduced the Federal Reserve rate by 25 basis points. So that helped lower our borrowing costs a little bit. But what did Congress then do? Spent more money. So it's like, oh, we're going to lower the rate on your credit card from, 29.5% to 25%. And instead of saying, oh, I can save some money, you go, oh, well, I can go borrow some more money now. It's insanity, utter insanity. You go back to the 1990s, the last time we actually had a balanced budget, Congress recognized that as long as we kept it balanced, and we had the revenues coming in to cover our expenditures and we weren't borrowing, none of those pressures increased. And inflation is influenced by a lot of factors. It's a complex issue that's influenced by government spending and fiscal policy. And deficits do have an impact over the long term, but they are just one piece of this entire economic puzzle. Fiscal policy is the other. And if our fiscal policy is to spend more, to borrow more, so when the Federal Reserve says, okay, we're going to loan you $1 bazillion, then they print $1 bazillion, which increases the money supply, which does something else, which is still inflationary, but you don't think about it being inflationary. Gold has hit $4,000 an ounce. I'm not sure what it is today. But do you think gold really increased in value to $4,000 per ounce? Or do you think the value of your dollar decreased because of all of the deficit spending? So the dollar bill that you have in your pocket is now worth, I'm just going to pull a number out of my butt, it's now only worth, say, 75 cents. So it takes more of those dollars to buy gold, or it takes more dollars to pay your rent. It takes more dollars to fill the car with gas. It takes more dollars to pay your insurance premium. And at the same time that it takes more dollars to do that, because there's so much money flowing around in the economy, then the prices increase. It's just this, it's just imagine one of those snow globes and you shake it up. All of those factors in there is what's causing inflation. And so when we come along and we get a government shutdown, that's an opportunity for the executive branch, and quite frankly, it's an opportunity for Congress, but I have zero confidence in Congress. It's an opportunity for the executive branch to say, oh, here we're gonna riff some people, we're gonna shut down some offices, we're gonna shut down some programs, and by doing that, we will at least maybe not lower the total cost of government, but we might lower the increase in the cost of government. Either way, I'd be happy. I'd prefer to lower the overall cost of government, but instead of having the government increase from $1 bazillion to $1 bazillion times two, I'd be happy if we just kept $1 bazillion for the next 10 years. That would give some security to the market. That would give some stability to the dollar. That means we could quit increasing our borrowing every year, and that might start bringing down prices. So when you hear the cabal, and you hear Chuck Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries talk about, you know, because it doesn't make any difference whose shutdown it is. What really matters is, what are Democrats wanting in exchange for opening the government? They're wanting to spend $1 trillion more than they've already approved in prior continuing resolutions. And that will add to inflation. That will, once again, increase the money supply because of the borrowing and make matters even worse. So for that, if you're losing your home, my heart goes to you. I'll be right back.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
High quality meat, unbeatable freshness, and a family style commitment to care. That's the Heartland's difference. Heartland Steak Co. is your go-to source for premium Midwest meats delivered straight to your door, including our hand-cut selection of USDA prime and choice beef, always flash frozen for peak freshness. Go to HeartlandSteakCo.com. Use code FOOTBALL25 and get two ribeyes with a purchase of $150 or more. Heartland Steak Co., your one-stop shop for straight to your door Midwest meat. Taste the Heartland difference at HeartlandSteakCo.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The firing of federal workers underway as the White House seeks to pressure Democrats to end the government shutdown.
Fallout from the federal government shutdown continues. Unions for federal workers said they will take the matter to court after the budget office pulled the trigger on mass firings of more than 4,000 federal workers. With reporters on Friday, President Trump said there's a method to the reductions in force.
That would be Democrat-oriented because we figure, you know, they started this thing, so they should be Democrat-oriented. It'll be a lot.
The Treasury could lose over 1,400 employees, and Health and Human Services will lose over 1,100. Amid concerns about the low-income food aid program that supports over 6 million people, White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt says the government's providing a $300 million infusion using tariff revenues to keep the program running. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians are returning to their neighborhoods in Gaza amid the new ceasefire. Senator Kevin Cramer says this is just another win for President Trump's policy of peace through strength.
It is a bit of a slogan, but it also means something because it's also an attitude, and he has absolutely put the world on notice multiple times. You'd think they'd learn sooner that he is capable of doing what he says he will do. And
about 200 U.S. troops have arrived in Israel to monitor that ceasefire. They'll set up a center to facilitate the flow of humanitarian aid and provide security assistance. Officials are investigating a blast that leveled an explosives plant in rural Tennessee yesterday as the families of the 18 people missing and feared dead wait for answers. Hope Church pastor Devin Picard spoke last night at a vigil in Centerville, Tennessee.
Immediately when I heard that this had happened, I know of two or three people that work there at Accurate, and immediately I began praying for them and about them, and I heard, thankfully, later on in the day that they were safe, that they were... Perhaps were actually at work, but they certainly did not work in that building.
More on these stories at Town Hall.
Hey, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show. I don't mess around when it comes to saving you money. Right now, rates have dropped to the lowest level in over a year and a half. That means if you bought your home or refinanced in the last 3 years, you could be saving hundreds of dollars every month. Lower your rate, lower your monthly payment, even kick that pesky PMI to the curb. And get this, you can skip 2 full months of mortgage payments. But that's not all. Fellowship Home Loans just rolled out something incredible. Their very own HELOC and lines of credit. Approval in just 5 minutes. Money in your account in as little as 4 days. It's the easiest system you've ever used. You can do it yourself online. Whether you want to pay off bills, tackle a home project, cover education, or even a wedding, Fellowship Home Loans makes it simple to leverage the money that's already sitting in your house. Just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending guided by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 81 9382.
British police said this week that they've disrupted a criminal network suspected of smuggling some 40,000 stolen mobile phones from the UK to China over the past year.
An unidentified policeman describes what happens when the stolen phones are recovered.
Once each phone's recovered, it's individually resealed and rebagged.
The operation was launched in 2024 after a box containing about 1,000 iPhones destined for Hong Kong was discovered at a warehouse near Heathrow Airport.
That is Charles Taylor Desimo reporting. The Big Ten is considering a private capital investment that could bring in upward of $2 billion. The Athletic confirmed this week that the deal would likely include sponsorship and bargaining rights with the money to be distributed among the 18 Big Ten members. A new entity for those rights called Big Ten Enterprises would be created. Breaking news at townhall.com. Rich Thomason reports there's a serious risk of flash flooding in the southwest in U.S. This weekend as a tropical storm heads inland from the Pacific Ocean.
Bands of rain left over from Tropical Storm Priscilla are forecast to drench much of Arizona as well as parts of Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, and Southern California. Experts warn people to keep away from canyons and desert washes that can flood miles downstream from where it rains. Rich Thomason, Washington.
First Lady Melania Trump says she's been working directly with Vladimir Putin to reunite children displaced from their families during the war in Ukraine.
8 children have been rejoined with their families during the past 24 hours. Each child has lived in turmoil because of the war in Ukraine.
President Trump hand-delivered Melania's letter about those children to Putin at their recent summit in Alaska. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal, plus September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor, call 530-238-2383.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
It is. Hegseth, today we're signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari-Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. Now, if you're a drive-by listener of the news, that sounds like, oh, we're building an air, or the we gave land, or somehow the Qataris are building an Air Force base in Idaho? Here they are, they're signing the documents.
I'll just say we are honored and excited to be signing an additional agreement here with Qatar. And it's been an interesting couple of weeks, I will say. Yes, Stuart Marks. We're glad to welcome you here. We're grateful for the strong partnership that we have the way you support our troops at LUD, Your Excellency, the line of communication we've had together, which has been robust ever since the beginning of this administration, and then especially since the events that have transpired over the last month. We want to thank you. I also want to thank you for the release of the Americans detained in Afghanistan. The American Amir Amiri on September 28th. Qatar mediated that, just like you have been a core part of what has unfolded in Gaza. A historic moment. No one other than President Trump could have achieved the peace that what we believe will be a lasting peace in Gaza. And Qatar played a substantial role from the beginning, working with our folks to ensure that came about. So I want to thank you for that historic piece. I look forward to joining the president as that gets, it's already been delivered, but as that's formally signed as well. And I'm also proud that today we're announcing, we're signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho. The location will be host a contingent of Qatari F-15s and pilots to enhance our combined training, increase lethality, interoperability. It's just another example of our partnership. And I hope you know, Your Excellency, that you can count on us. We saw in Midnight Hammer in those moments when we needed support in the region that Qatar was there without a doubt, without a blink.
By the way, Midnight Hammer is the operation to blow the crap out of the Iranians.
Has meant a great deal. I've had the opportunity to see that firsthand operationally. I want to thank you. I want to thank your country for that, for hosting our troops.
Now, let's separate or sort claims from categories. You want to do that? Let's start out that way. A military base, whether it's, well, obviously if it's on American soil, is a sovereign installation. Owned, secured, and commanded by a state. Just as our embassies, the Denver Broncos are playing in London this weekend, and we have a very elaborate, wonderful embassy in London. The grounds on which that is located in central London is sovereign American soil on British soil. And in fact, the ambassador's house is also sovereign British soil. I've been to many of our embassies around the world in my travels as the undersecretary. And they're all guarded by U.S. Marines. Some in dress uniforms, depending upon where they're positioned. Many in full combat gear, full body armor, automatic weapons, everything. And then they're supplemented by the host country's military. Same was true in Kabul, in Afghanistan. The same was true in the Green Zone in Iraq. That is sovereign American soil. So just to reiterate, a military base is a sovereign installation. It is owned, secured, and commanded by the United States, if we're talking about U.S. Air Force bases. Or any military base. Mountain Home, that you heard Secretary Hegseth refer to, is a United States Air Force base. It will remain a United States Air Force base. It is sovereign American soil, and it will remain sovereign American soil. Qatar happens to be funding a set of purpose-built hangars, squadron spaces, and housing on that base, so their air crews can complete a training syllabus on the advanced F-15 QA that they purchased from us. That's the entire story. I mean, that's it. We own the buildings. We control the gates. We supervise every single aspect of the operation, as it always does when our allies train here. To say otherwise or to believe otherwise is to mislabel a routine training detachment as some sort of transfer of American soil when it is not. And on top of that, we have sold. Now, I'm not quite. Does Lockheed build the F-15? I don't remember. Whoever builds the F-15, they built those for the Qatari Air Force only with the approval of the United States government. So when we sell them that aircraft, We bring that aircraft onto American soil. It's built on American soil. And if we're going to train their airmen in how to fly and operate that, so they have the full syllabus of the training, they pay for it. We control it. They pay for it. So Qatar is going to pay for this. That shouldn't surprise anybody. The foreign military sales framework pairs aircraft with specific training, spare parts, and facilities, and the buyer of that aircraft pays for that training, those spares, and the facilities. In 2017, Qatar signed for 36 F-15QA aircraft. That deal was about, I think, $12, $13 billion. The separate support package, that's estimated about $1.1 billion, covers the design and construction services, cybersecurity and force protection, and all the operations and maintenance backbone that makes a fighter squadron work. But I want to give you some more details, because this is another great example of how the left, or people that don't really pay attention to the details about the news, all get blown out of proportion over something that's very routine. This is The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines always open, 33103. Go follow me on X. I'll be right back.
Every Sunday morning, my family piles onto the couch, coffee in hand, TV on, and wrapped in the softest blanket we own. The Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly, it feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transformed our sleep. Made from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so we actually sleep cooler. Silky, smooth, breathable, and built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. Use my code Jesse for 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com, code Jesse. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Jesse Kelly. Because home isn't where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. That's easy to do on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review because that helps us in the ratings. And then that will download the 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you get all the Michael Brown programming. So back to this story. And by the way, for the person that sent me the text message that said, WTF, why is Trump doing this? I want to know what the objection is. This is routine. We do this with all of our allies. You would be amazed at the number of different countries that come onto American soil, and we tell them, okay, we'll help train your pilots, and you bought our equipment, we'll help you train the pilots, but you have to build the facilities to house your pilots. And then when they leave, guess what we got? We've got additional buildings. We have all of the additional infrastructure that goes to improve that Air Force base. The purchaser pays the bill, and we get the new infrastructure on a base that we already own. It's a win-win. Okay, well, what about control? Control always lies squarely, legally, morally, ethically, every way you can possibly imagine. Control lies with the United States government. Entry to Mountain Home, like any Air Force base, requires U.S.-issued credentials, inspections of vehicles, compliance with base security procedures. The Air Force is the one that sets the flight schedules. They're the ones that set range access. They're the United States Air Force establishes all the safety rules. And all the Qatari personnel, like every single allied student before them, trains under American instructors who are accountable to the American commanders. So if you know anything of how multinational training actually works, this is a familiar pattern. This is something that Republican, Democrat presidents have done for decades. Literally decades. We don't create foreign islands of sovereignty inside our installations. We host partners inside our rules so we can standardize procedures. We can evaluate skills. We can raise the collective level of competence before these pilots return home so that when they end up in a battle with us on our side, we know exactly how to fight the battle together. I honestly don't get what the media is going, the cabal is going ballistic over this. Now, is it just because Donald Trump's doing it? That's the only thing I can figure out. My old boss, George W. Bush, did this. Bill Clinton did this. Barack Obama did this. Hills Bells, Lyndon Johnson did it. Jimmy Carter did it. Richard Nixon did it. Ronald Reagan did it. It really does confound me that people are so wrapped around the axle over this particular issue. Now, you might ask, well, why Idaho, Mike? Why Idaho? If you understand anything about fighter training, it needs airspace, ranges. It needs proximity to a like platform. Well, Mountain Home Air Force Base checks all three of those. It already hosts F-15 E-Strike Eagle units. That's the closest U.S. analog to the F-15 QAs that we build and sell to our allies. So our air crews, their air crews, can learn alongside squadrons that have decades of operational experience. And southeastern Idaho, you ever been to Idaho? Have you ever flown from Seattle to, say, Minneapolis? You would see the uncongested, well, you wouldn't see it, but you ought to, if you could listen to air traffic control, you would understand it offers uncongested supersonic corridors and bombing ranges that permit advanced tactics, low-altitude navigation, large force exercises. I used to see, because I don't drive this particular direction anymore, but when I would drive, for example, when I was going to law school, and we would drive to the undisclosed location in New Mexico, there is an area that for, oh, I don't know, maybe 100 miles, is just flat. It is open. for as far as the eye can see. And every once in a while, I don't know, maybe 500 feet above in altitude, probably more like 1,000, but sometimes really, really low, B-1 bombers would just go on a training mission because it was wide open, vast spaces, which they needed for their training. And southeastern Idaho offers all of that. Now, it's also the home of a longstanding precedent. Singapore Air Force's 428th Fighter Squadron, which has operated F-15SGs from Mountain Home for almost 20 years now. Now, if Singapore can successfully integrate at Mountain Home Air Force Base, Qatar can too. The base, the nearby communities, know how to welcome and supervise an Allied fighter unit without compromising American control. Go back to Singapore for a second. For more than 15 years now, almost going on almost 20 now, the Royal Singaporean Air Force has maintained a permanent F-15SG detachment at Mountain Home. It's called the Buccaneer Squadron, trained side by side with the 366th Fighter Wing. It flies in gunfight exercises. It participates in base life. The aircraft carry Singapore markings. They're funded by Singapore's defense budget, but they live within a U.S. base governed by the United States, and they follow U.S. orders. Why does this arrangement work? Because it's simple. We provide the schoolhouse and the ranges. They bring the jets and students, and both sides leave better at the end of each class. What's just slightly different here is Qatar is going to build the facilities. They're going to pay for the facilities. They'll be built under our supervision, including all the cybersecurity requirements. And then when they leave, they're ours. Well, they're actually ours to begin with, and they'll stay ours. They just won't be occupied by Qatari fighters. What about Saudi Arabia? Well, consider Saudi Arabia's F-15SA program. When Riyadh Field upgraded its Strike Eagle variant, the Air Force identified Mountain Home as the preferred site for a 12-jet training unit of Saudis. Everybody take a deep breath. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing conspiratorial about this whatsoever. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Every Sunday morning, my family piles onto the couch, coffee in hand, TV on, and wrapped in the softest blanket we own, the Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly, it feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transformed our sleep. Made from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so we actually sleep cooler. Silky, smooth, breathable, and built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. Use my code Jesse for 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com, code Jesse. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Jesse Kelly. Because home isn't where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Get ready for Grange After Hours, presented by Georgia Boot. Join us October 18th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Reading Grange Co-op for an evening of exciting deals and prizes. Spend $100 and get a $20 gift card. Spend $200, get a $50 gift card. Or go big and spend $500 and get a $150 gift card. Plus, the first 50 customers will receive swag bags filled with goodies. Don't miss your chance to win amazing raffle prizes, too. Remember this exclusive event at the Reading Grange Co-op stores at 55 Lake Boulevard, October 18th from 6:30 to 8. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda. When we want to get away and have a staycation, we go to our favorite place, and that is Holiday Harbor at Shasta Lake.
Check out the best rates on the lake for ski boats, houseboats, fishing boats, and all of your water toys.
Holiday Harbor's off-season rates are a great deal. Plus, September and October, the fishing's great.
Relax and enjoy your Shasta Lake experience by calling Holiday Harbor, and you can also find them at lakeshasta.com.
Holiday Harbor. Call 530-238-2383.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Military forces domestically. Now, there are legal tools at the president's disposal to compel compliance with federal law. And the Insurrection Act is the big gun among all of those. It is designed, and it has for decades been designed to give the president sweeping discretion in quelling internal resistance or violation of federal law. At the heart of the Insurrection Act, and let me just, can I give you my bona fides? The reason I know about this is I spent a considerable amount of time sitting on Air Force One with White House counsel, Deputy Attorney General, National Security Advisor, And the Attorney General herself back at, in himself back in D.C. during Hurricane Katrina. We were planning to invoke the Insurrection Act because there was a rebellion, there was an insurrection, there was lawlessness going on in New Orleans, and we could not get control of the New Orleans Police Department because it had totally disintegrated. So I kind of know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Insurrection Act. In fact, we had gotten all of the papers together, and the documents were ready for President Bush to sign when he decided, to my chagrin, to give Governor Blanco time to think about it before he actually signed it. And everything went to crap after that. Title 10, Section 252. Whenever the president considers that unlawful obstructions, combinations, or assemblages, or rebellion against the U.S. make it impractical to enforce the laws of the United States in any state by the ordinary course of judicial proceedings, he may call into federal service such of the militia of any state and use such of the armed forces as he considers necessary to enforce those laws or to suppress the rebellion. That language is plain. It is clear. It places the threshold for action and the scope of military deployment entirely at the president's discretion. Whenever the president considers is not a phrase that was written by accident. It is intended to bypass judicial review. It makes the decision about whether or not to do this a political question, resolvable only by Congress and the voters if they don't like what the president does. The Insurrection Act overrides the restrictions of posse comitatus. It allows the military to engage in law enforcement roles that are normally prohibited under federal law. But once you trigger the Insurrection Act, it enables the president to mobilize state militias or federal troops to restore order and enforce laws in the face of active resistance. You know, kind of what you see in Chicago or Portland or L.A. or any other city where they try to prevent immigrations and customs enforcement from doing the most benign of all things, and that is to arrest an illegal alien or to maintain control over a federal facility. You know this has been done over 30 times in over two centuries? About once every 8 years when you calculate it out. Deployments have ranged from sending troops to break up violent labor strikes in the late 19th century to enforcing civil rights rulings in the South during the 50s and the 60s. Let me jump ahead for just a moment. In 1957, September of 57, Governor Orville Faubus of Arkansas ordered the state National Guard to stop nine black students, known as the Little Rock Nine, from entering Central High School in Little Rock, defying a federal court order to desegregate in compliance with the Supreme Court's decision in Brown versus Board of Education. So President Eisenhower, the commander of the D-Day forces, issued Executive Order 10730, federalized the Arkansas National Guard, took it away from the governor, took it under his control, and deployed 1,000 paratroopers from the 101st Airborne Division to enforce the court's mandate and to protect the students. He used the Insurrection Act. It signaled a clear federal commitment to uphold the Constitution when the local authorities refused. President Kennedy did it. He invoked the Insurrection Act in September 1962 because Mississippi's Governor Ross Barnett had defied a federal court order to allow James Meredith, again a black Air Force veteran, to enroll at the University of Mississippi. He also did it when George Wallace refused to allow those kids to enter school. Why is everybody so wrapped around the axle over this? It is precisely what is intended to do when local authorities either obstruct, prohibit, or interfere with the operations of federal law enforcement. The president has the right to do it. And again, just to give you perspective, it's been invoked about 30 times over 200 years, roughly about once every 8 years. The statute is elastic in the definition of what would be a triggering event. Unlawful obstructions, a combination of unlawful obstruction, or unlawful assemblages. Well, that could encompass open defiance of federal immigration enforcement directives by state and local officials, as has been alleged, and as we have seen in many sanctuary jurisdictions, such as Portland, Chicago, certain California counties. Trump simply doing what other presidents have done, both Republican and Democrat. Now, while Trump has not formally announced any intent to use the Insurrection Act, there's obviously speculation fueled by instances in which he has publicly threatened military deployments to control unrest or to compel cooperation. When he suggested sending the National Guard in Chicago, prompting an immediate uptick in enforcement actions by the Illinois State Police, that accomplished what he wanted accomplished without a single troop being deployed. Political strategists have noted that, you know, just the threat itself might be as useful as the action itself. Clay Whitehead, who's a Reagan-era official, once observed, "The value of the sword of Damocles is that it hangs, not that it falls." So the Insurrection Act hangs as the sword of Damocles over the heads of all of these state and local officials. And Trump, finally, is threatening to use it. Just the looming possibility of federal military intervention might be just the kind of pressure that resistant states, sanctuary states and cities might push them into at least grudging cooperation without the spectacle or the controversy of troops on American soil, on American streets. But I just want you to understand, it's been done before. So the potential use of the Insurrection Act, of course there's political risk. Deploying U.S. troops to disperse violent demonstrators in Portland or to secure a federal facility might be seen as proportionate, might be seen as necessary by many Americans, but, oh, it might be seen by other Americans. For example, think about this. Remember all the uprisings on college campuses in support of Hamas? Where are they today? Isn't it kind of interesting that once a ceasefire has been entered into, you would think they would be really upset? But, I think the quiet absence of all of those Hamas supporters on college campuses once this agreement was reached and Hamas signed off, they went really quiet, didn't they? That tells me that not only were they supporting Hamas and now don't know what to do, but they were clearly anti-Semitic. They were clearly anti-Israeli. They were clearly from the river to the sea, just wanting to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. Now, I don't know whether Trump's going to go so far as to apply the Insurrection Act or not. Now, if he gets provoked by direct, sustained defiance of federal immigration enforcement, yeah, he probably would. Politically, he's actually benefiting from the optics of the Democrats, who have spent years castigating Trump over what? Oh, he was an insurrectionist, all in the wake of January 6th. Appearing insurrectionary themselves, the Democrats are, by defying lawful federal orders. This might be the sword of Damocles that's hanging over sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. It's amazing how having a leader that simply says, "I'm thinking about doing this," just causes the cabal's heads to explode, Democrats' heads to explode. "I'm just thinking about it." But also, it leads many Americans to think, "Oh my gosh, he's acting as a dictator." Was Dwight Eisenhower acting as a dictator? Was John F. Kennedy acting as a dictator? Because in my study of history, that word was never used. And in fact, everyone applauded. I shouldn't say everyone, but most Americans applauded. Of course, white supremacist Southerners, which is not everybody in the South, white supremacist Southerners, oh, they decried it. It was a violation of state rights. It was horrible. Oh, my gosh, we're never going to integrate. We're never going to do this. Yeah? Well, guess what? Worked out, didn't it? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text lines open, 33103, keyword Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Hey, Doc, nice office. Quick question. If you had to choose, would you give yourself a root canal or run payroll?
Run payroll, no question.
Seriously? Have you run payroll before?
Paying my team with Gusto couldn't be easier. Gusto gives me unlimited payroll runs, next-day direct deposits, and automatically files my taxes. Saves me time.
Wow, that's nice.
Over here, Doc. I run payroll, too.
Choose payroll without the pain. Visit Gusto.com/radio to sign up for free.
High-quality meat, unbeatable freshness, and a family-style commitment to care. That's the Heartland's difference. Heartland Steak Co. is your go-to source for premium Midwest meats delivered straight to your door, including our hand-cut selection of USDA Prime and Choice Beef, always flash frozen for peak freshness. Go to HeartlandSteakCo.com. Use code FOOTBALL25 and get two ribeyes with a purchase of $150 or more. Heartland Steak Co., your one-stop shop for straight-to-your-door Midwest meat. Taste the Heartland difference at HeartlandSteakCo.com.
Shasta College's Harvest Fest returns to Ross Ranch on Saturday, October 18th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Start the evening with a student showcase, then enjoy a delicious dinner of whole roasted pigs and fresh produce grown by our students, plus local beer and wine, live music, dancing, and auctions. Every ticket helps our agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment students gain the hands-on experience they need to succeed. Get your tickets on Eventbrite or call 530-242-7565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35. On KCNO.
glad to have you with me. I want to swerve into another topic for this last segment this hour based on a text message that I got. Earlier in the program, I was talking about government spending and how government spending and fiscal policy, monetary policy, adds to inflation, and that's why we see so many prices remaining high. And that I thought what we ought to be doing is, during this shutdown, is eliminating programs, eliminating some of the workforce, and reducing the size of government. And I get a text message from actually somebody that listens to me regularly and says, Michael, you're mixing terms. I'm talking about spending of the government. You mentioned cutting size. They aren't always one and the same. And I replied, huh? Because when you cut size, you cut spending. If you don't do both, you'll never reduce the size of government. They go hand in hand. And I get this reply. So cutting the spending on DOGE, USAID, identified spending overseas, isn't just cutting off the money? Those NGOs and their related jobs overseas aren't presumably government positions. I'm talking about cutting those overseas programs and foreign workers first. Once those are done, then domestic spending can be on the table. Domestic spending on illegal alien health care comes to mind first. Those government-guaranteed health care programs that have everything in the kitchen sink in them, like what you spoke of yesterday, come to mind next. Getting out of guaranteeing student loans are next. That's just the beginning of paring things down to manageable levels. And I said, no, it's not just funding, not to be rude, but this is a basic misunderstanding of how the federal government works. I'll explain if I have time, which I do. So the idea that this listener was suggesting was cut the NGOs and cut overseas funding and then focus on the size of the government on things spent on Americans. The reason that's a basic misunderstanding of the government, how it works, is this. Let's take an NGO. Foreign or domestic, it doesn't make any difference. That non-government organization is getting funded through a federal program. That federal program, let's just say it exists. Let's take it outside USAID, the United States Agency for International Development. Let's say it's an NGO that gets funded by the Department of Commerce or Housing and Urban Development. Or Homeland Security. I don't care. It can be anything other than a foreign program. If it's a domestic NGO within Commerce, HUD, Ag, DHS, pick any of them. DOJ. DOJ has them. Those NGOs get funded by a program office. Now, when I say program office, I don't literally mean, that office that's four doors down the hallway over there on the left, and you walk in and there's an office with one person in it. A program office can be as many as 1,000 people. I had program offices that literally had anywhere from 100 to 500 to 1,000 people working in a, air quote here, program office. What did they do? They manage the program. They're the ones that handled the grant applications. They're the ones, by the way, before I go even further, that program office that might have, let's just say, 1,000 employees in it, it might also have 1,000 federal contractors in it. So now you've got, I'm just using it as an example, Booz Allen, one of the huge government contractors, huge government consulting firms. Within that government office, there might be 500 contractors that are paid by Booz Allen, but they're paid under a contract that the federal government pays for. So let's say it's a $50 million contract. Of that $50 million, they provide personnel, they provide some infrastructure like maybe computer programs or something. All of that then is used to then fund an NGO. And it might be a domestic NGO. Because I did. I had domestic NGOs that we funded that helped us in disaster areas. So stopping that funding is something that can be done during the shutdown. It's not just foreign NGOs. Oh, I know they exist, and I want to shut those down too. But you would be astonished at the number of domestic non-government organizations that are funded, and they are funded through program offices that might contain, even within DOD, or Homeland Security, or Commerce, or Ag, or Housing and Urban Development, that might have literally thousands of federal workers on U.S. soil. They're doing nothing but all the paperwork, doing all the programmatic things that it takes to fund that NGO. So when I talk about cutting domestic spending, that's what I'm talking about. We fail to understand that federal offices, federal programs, literally take hundreds and thousands of employees to administer. Now, in my opinion, many of those can be pared down. And quite frankly, my libertarian side says we ought to just eliminate most of them, because most of them are just transfer payments. We're just giving an NGO money to go do, well, to go do their mission, as opposed to a truly federal government operation. Cut it out. Get rid of it. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text line 33103, keyword Micro Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Every Sunday morning, my family piles onto the couch, coffee in hand, TV on, and wrapped in the softest blanket we own. The Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's plush, textured, and honestly, it feels like a cloud hug. And when it's time for bed, that's when Cozy Earth takes comfort to another level. Their bamboo sheets transformed our sleep. Made from bamboo, they're temperature regulating and moisture wicking, so we actually sleep cooler. Silky, smooth, breathable, and built to last. It's like slipping into luxury every night. Plus, you can try them risk-free with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Upgrade the place you spend the most time, your bed. Visit CozyEarth.com. Use my code Jesse for 20% off. That's CozyEarth.com, code Jesse. And if you get a post-purchase survey, let them know you heard about Cozy Earth from Jesse Kelly. Because home isn't where you live, it's how you feel. Let's go home with Cozy Earth.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.